Welcome to the Friday, February the 17th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 23rd episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, Superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope this weekly podcast is a way for staff to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Tracy Garrett of Roby Elementary School. Congratulations to that Roby Rocket. Ms. Garrett wins a Jeans Day for herself and her team. Remember to answer our weekly trivia question to be a contestant to win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. Congratulations to Ms. Garrett at Roby Elementary School. Let's go ahead and jump in. Congratulations to the Ben Davis girls basketball team on their regional win against Mount Vernon last weekend. They are moving on to semi-state and will be facing off against Lawrence North tomorrow. Good luck to our Lady Giants. We'd also like to congratulate our Ben Davis boys basketball team finishing their regular season with an undefeated record. We look forward to watching them as they also get ready to enter into the IHSAA postseason basketball tournament. Good luck to both of our basketball teams as they continue to progress through the state. School board had a fantastic visit to Chapel Glen Elementary School this past Tuesday. We received a very warm welcome from our sixth grade welcoming committee. They had their Chuck Taylor All-Star shirt on and were very proud of that logo. We heard about the great teacher leadership and committee work that happened during our tour throughout the building and being very intentional in connecting with our why and leading from where we are. The all-star work that's happening to grow our readers, teach social studies from different perspectives, and build community involvement was very apparent throughout all of the building and through the amazing bulletin boards that the teachers had on display. It's hard to believe, but we are already at the point in time where we are recognizing our 2022-2023 Teachers of the Year. I'd like to take a moment to congratulate those amazing individuals who are doing incredible work with our students each and every day across the district. Thank you for your hard work and the tremendous impact you are making in your classrooms and your buildings. We look forward to continuing those celebrations and to bringing everyone together when we celebrate for our Teacher of the Year celebration hosted by the Wayne Township Classroom Teachers Association. As a reminder, we continue to celebrate Black History Month, and I want to take a moment to thank everyone who has contributed to our Voices of Black Educators video series and our I Am Black History social media campaign. In addition to Black History Month, this year marks our 58th American Heart Month. The American Heart Association is urging people all over the country to reclaim your rhythm. What does this mean? Well, doing at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity a week, or just getting started and working your way there. Eating healthy, not smoking or vaping, getting regular checkups, finding ways to relax and ease your mind, such as meditation, and, very importantly, learning CPR. Be the Beat CPR Challenge is part of this American Heart Month and includes 90% of the people who experience a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital each year will not survive. Again, 90% of people who experience a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital each year will not survive. That's why it's so important for all of our staff to be certified in CPR and a requirement that we continually make sure that we are up to date with our training. Well, with all of this going on, I could not imagine any better guests than the two that we have with us here today. In fact, we are at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center with our amazing school nurse, Amy Litzelman, and our assistant principal, Mark Renault. Why do we have them both? Well, they both recently experienced the importance of CPR firsthand. And matter of fact, I was able to see some of their work in action last week when I had a chance to be here for our student arrival at Ben Davis High School and Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center. But originally, we had a chance to recognize these two at a board meeting in the end of January. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. Amy, there was an incident here in your clinic. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I most certainly can. We had one of our diabetic students had a very low blood sugar. I was actually up at another emergency, up at the main office with a staff member, which we had to call medics for, and went back to the clinic. There was a secretary covering in the clinic for me. The student knew she needed to have juice, so she had a juice, but it was really low, 37 to be exact. So I reminded her you need to have a second juice, so she had her second juice. Then she, and her blood sugar was going up. It was 50. She was talking to me. She just had her head down on her desk and on my desk. And we, then we were just chatting like we always do. And then she just stopped responding to me. So I go over to her and I'm, you know, shaking her shoulder and no response. And I went to feel for a pulse. I could not find a pulse. Called for admin, got help putting her down the floor. She wasn't breathing either. So I had Mark here, Mr. Renault, go get the AED for me. And I started chest compressions right away because that's the most important thing to do in that scenario. So probably got to about 30 compressions when it was time, you know, to give two breaths, and she woke up, and it was just kind of amazing because, I mean, do all this training and they're on dummies, and it's just, I mean, it's just so different when it's actually happening to a real human. And I mean, she was like gasping for air and looking around, but then unfortunately she started seizing, and went out again. In the meantime, we had the pads and everything on her, and I'd started compressions again. And then luckily it was probably less. It was maybe 15 to 20 compressions and she came back. And this time she stayed conscious. Thank God.
Mm. So I want to get to Mr. Renault in a minute. How many, if you think about during, how long have you been a school nurse?
4.5 years.
Okay. So 4.5 years. In those 4.5 years, is this the first time you've ever had to do CPR on a student?
Yes.
And so how much did that go through your head? How much were you processing, or did your training just take over?
It just kind of takes over. I mean, I've been a nurse for a long time, about 12, 13 years. So you have, you know, CPR every mm-hmm. 2 years. And I used to be ACLS certified too, which is like a lot more in-depth cardiovascular mm-hmm. part and everything. And so it really just kind of takes over. I mean, you just have this sense of urgency, like, oh my gosh, I have to fix mm-hmm. this. And yeah, I mean, it's scary. It's scary, but that doesn't really, you just act.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, and certainly speaks to the value of having trained medical personnel in each one of our schools. Had you not been here, obviously our teachers are trained, our staff is trained in CPR, but you have extensive training in this. And this is what you do for a living.
Right. Correct.
Amazing. Amazing. So you mentioned, so team effort, you are performing CPR on this student who you've determined needs that procedure in order to try to bring her life back to right. get her heart going again. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Mr. Renault. You send him for an AED. Mr. Renault, you're standing there, and obviously you get the call. We need this AED. First of all, what is an AED?
So an AED is an automated external defibrillator. And I actually wasn't anywhere near the nurse when this call went in. I was actually in an interview. Amy and I can joke about this now, but she has a very distinct voice when it is actually what I would classify an emergency and I need to go running through the hallway to the clinic.
Yeah.
So I heard that call and I looked at Mr. Day, Miss Keller, who were in the interview with me, and I just took off running out of the room. And so running down the hallway as I'm running in, our school resource officer is going out to call medics, and I hear Nurse Litzelman calling for an AED. And so luckily it's right there on the wall as you come into the clinic. So I grab that, rush down next to her. She's moving the kid to the floor and start opening it up. And that's when I was like, oh, man, the ones they train you on are really actually just like this. You know, you don't think that it is, mm-hmm. but it is very much you open it up, and the second you open it, it's talking to you. It's telling you exactly what to do. And so just trying not to be in her way while she's performing compressions, mm-hmm. but starting to get the pads opened. And, when we actually had to get ready to attach them, that's where, you know, kind of got real, even more so than it already was, and kind of scary. She had woken up at that time, and so Nurse Litzelman was able to help us place the pads on the student, and then she went back out, and then we went from there. At one point, we had all hands off and let it analyze, and luckily it said no shock advised.
So we had the pads on her.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We were that close.
Yeah, it was scary.
Wow. We are fortunate here at the Ninth Grade Center to have a fire department, part of our Wayne Township Fire Department. One of our stations is actually located here on campus. But we had a little bit of a situation. Do you want to talk a little bit about the fire department? They've been great to respond anytime that we need them. But sometimes there's multiple calls going on, and we only have so much apparatus and so many fire personnel. So I know this is one of those circumstances.
Yes, it sure was. So I had mentioned before that I came from another emergency, so we had to call medics. We had a staff member that was having a seizure, a very long seizure. So medics were called, and then I went straight to the clinic for this other situation. And so the fire department, they thought, dispatch thought it was a duplicate call. And then I found out later that there was another big emergency in the area. I heard maybe it was a shooting, but I'm not sure exactly. Mm-hmm. But so we actually had to call again. So it was a while before they were able to get there, probably 30 minutes. But, I mean, thank God she didn't feel great, but she was talking to us and, remained conscious and...
Again, just reinforcement that while we are very fortunate to have Wayne Township Fire right here, if we did not have you and your training here in the building, could have definitely been a different circumstance.
Right.
So we, AEDs, how long have AEDs been around?
Oh, gosh. A long time, as long as I've been.
Especially in the schools. So I think maybe a decade or so. Mm-hmm. But they've gotten a lot better. The technology has improved. And it used to be, I think, probably we only had them in the nurse's office. Now we have them in multiple parts of buildings and with athletic trainers. And do you want to talk a little bit about the importance of having them that close and that available?
Right. I mean, that's so important because you just never know when something can happen. And we have one in our gymnasium, and we have one up on the second floor, just up from the main office here, and then one by the clinic. And it really, even if you don't have CPR training, as Mark was saying, you open that thing up and it tells you exactly what to do. And, the most important thing is to do chest compressions. You know, if you don't know what you're doing, do compressions, listen to the machine. But yeah, can make a world of difference.
Yeah. We had an emergency a couple of years ago, where we had to run and get an AED as well. And, one of the things that we noticed in that situation was where one of our AEDs was located was actually inside a locked office. Mm. Mm-hmm. So encouraging people to actually know where they are and make sure they're in mindful positions where people can gain access to them, regardless of if they have keys to the office or keys to the clinic or wherever it may be. So just making sure that they're easily accessible because, you never know when you're going to need them.
Mm-hmm. Once you use an AED, do those – I'm assuming that the pads and other apparatus need to be replaced then. How do we go about doing that?
Right. So Mr. Fessler is great about providing us with, because the pads expire too after it's either 6 months or it could be a year. So he provides us with new pads very promptly. So there's always a set of pediatric pads and adult pads.
Another good point. We have different children, different adults. We have different sized people at different points in time, whether they're a student here or even a visitor.
Right.
So those AEDs need to be prepared for really any size person that we may need to utilize those for.
Right, exactly.
Well, definitely both of your actions working together certainly provided a very positive outcome for this young lady. Let's shift gears. The pretty serious topic here obviously worked out really well, but one of the things that we always talk about is developing relationships and getting to know people, right? The weather is turning to be a little bit nicer, at least in the last couple of days. We have to remember that the majority of snow in the last several years has happened in March. March Madness also means March weather, but we're also coming up on a break and a much needed break, a much deserved break. So if we were to ask each one of you, what is one thing that you wish that people knew about you that they may not?
Probably I love, absolutely love college basketball. Oh. Like I'm a huge fan. I mean, I'm a huge IU fan, but I just love in general March Madness and the whole college basketball season. It's just, I love it.
Mr. Renaud, how about you?
I think for me, probably some of the volunteer work I would do. That first Saturday of our spring break, March 18th, I'm helping host a basketball event. Chapel Hill is also helping us for Special Olympics and our area here, Marion and the Donut County. So do a lot of Special Olympics work with them. And Wayne Township has been a great partner. They help us host our track and field event in May.
I was going to say, that's usually we have a big event out here at our stadium for the track. Is it state for Special Olympics?
So it's basically like a regional qualifier. Okay. So Ben Davis helps host something for us on the Special Olympics state office front. They also help host, in the past, they've helped the Unified Day. That's usually a school day where we bring partners and members out.
And we just secured the two-seater again for the IndyCar. That's something we were not able to get last year, but I know it's always a fan favorite when we have our Unified Games for track, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's something I do, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, that's one of the things that actually connected me here to Wayne Township. I actually met a teacher here when I was volunteering before I worked here. And so kind of all comes together here and just kind of see it all just the power of you know, Wayne Township and adopting our community and taking care of each other.
Yeah, another example of how we work with the diversity of our students. And last question for you both. Spring break, I mentioned, is coming up. What is your favorite place on earth?
Oh, for me, definitely the beach. Doesn't really matter what
sand
beach.
Sand in your toes,
as
wind.
It's like beautiful blue water, not any, you know, sometimes the ocean water's kind of brown.
Yeah.
But the beach where the water's like crystal clear and blue.
Absolutely. Mine too.
Growing up, we did a lot of skiing out west for my family. So a lot of skiing in the Rocky Mountains. Love getting out west and just seeing the Rockies spring, summer, winter, doesn't matter. Just a beautiful place to be. And now part of that is just getting my kids out there and taking vacations with them and traveling and seeing all the new places. So this year our spring break doesn't line up with my son, but we definitely have something fun planned in the summer. So.
Passing it down. That's excellent.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both for being with us this week, and we certainly thank you for all that you are doing here at the Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center. As a reminder, our guests have been our school nurse at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center, Mrs. Amy Litzelman, and our assistant principal, Mr. Mark Renaud. Also, make sure to check in the posting for our Parent Square message on our Briefings with Butts Parent Square for the CPR certification opportunities with the Wayne Township Fire Department. Coming up, Giant Spec, a huge event, one that we have always enjoyed hosting and one that the weather is sometimes is cooperative with us, but looks like this year we will not have a problem hosting the Giant Spectacular on Saturday, February the 18th, just around the corner. And good luck again to our Ben Davis girls basketball team. Tomorrow they will be playing Lawrence North at noon at Southport. Monday, February the 20th is no school. Not because of weather, but this time because of President's Day. We hope everybody enjoys celebrating February 20th as President's Day. Next Thursday, February the 23rd, is our annual Dare to Dream Awards ceremony that will be held at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The Wayne Winter Games are back again this year in person, March the 11th, and we're looking for teams to compete. Please make sure to check out the information included in this week's Briefings with Butts Parent Square message to learn more and register your team. Our Diversity Teacher Recruitment and Information Fair will be happening March the 15th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. This event is being held in partnership with 10 school districts and several local universities. When it comes to recruiting top talent, our very best recruiters are you, our existing staff. If you or someone you know is thinking about becoming a teacher, or if you know a licensed teacher who is interested in a new opportunity, please make sure to share this great opportunity with them. We've included a flyer in this week's Parent Square message for information and a link to register. Also a reminder that the 2023 Indiana legislative session is ramping up at the State House. I want to encourage you to make sure to stay informed and to contact your legislators on the key issues. Once again, we've linked a resource to help you keep track of the bills throughout the session in this week's Parent Square message. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have an absolutely great 3-day weekend.